We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Seth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Wednesday. Halfway home to Friday, folks. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time with us. The big news of the day is that Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. Apparently, this was news to Justice Breyer as well, at least as to the timing of the announcement. According to reports, including Shannon Bream from Fox News, has tweeted out that her sources are saying he was caught off guard by this announcement. It wasn't the timing that he had agreed to and that he is upset about it. So take that for what it's worth. Of course, we've heard that the Biden administration, specifically President Biden himself, and then candidate Biden have said that they will nominate a person of color, a woman of color. I don't know if people are saying this because I'm not watching the TV coverage, because here I am doing this, having this conversation with you right now. But we do have black representation on the Supreme Court right now. Should we talk about that?
No. No. Well, who was it? Was it Harry Reid or somebody who said, you know what we need is somebody black on the Supreme Court? When Justice Thomas was there.
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who doesn't know a lot about the Supreme Court, that's fine. It's a nerdy thing to you know, engage in. It's important, but we've got lives that we're living, and I get it. There's a black man on the Supreme Court. His name is Justice Clarence Thomas. I will just say Google him. And if the argument here is that we need to have a person of color on the Supreme Court, because it's time that we see that representation, then, let's not discount the man who has been there for quite some time and I would say is doing a fantastic job. Now, if you need to have a woman of color so that that group is represented as well, I'm just going to take a stab at it and suggest that a woman of color on the Supreme Court will not unifyingly speak the exact same on specific issues as every other woman of color that exists. And I say this as somebody who is Elena Kagan. Is she white? I don't even know.
I think she's Jewish.
Well, she's a white woman.
She's white, yeah.
I don't know that Elena Kagan and I are like in simpatico issue by issue. In fact, I don't know many issues that we are in simpatico at all to begin with. You have Sotomayor, who I believe is a Latina. Mm-hmm. Descent.
Puerto Rican.
So a Latina, but she is a woman. But what she would define herself as speaking on women's issues or serving on the Supreme Court in a way to represent women. Her women's issues and my women's issues, not quite. Why are you smiling like that?
Well, because Amy Coney Barrett is also a woman. Mm-hmm. She's also on the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. but she does not bring the richness of her experience.
She's not. She's not
in
like
the same way the other two.
She's not a real woman.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But I mean,
did you misgender her?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh,
I said she was a woman. Oh, that's inappropriate now, though.
But
I can't
she's
say
not. She's not like. She's not like a woman.
No, she's not like a Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman.
Well, that's just feeling like it.
That's just feeling.
That's not.
That doesn't matter.
That's not a commitment.
Well, but that's more important now. The way you feel. If you feel like a woman, that's more important, Annie.
You have a point.
Thank you,
Brad.
But isn't that the main issue? Like, I know, I'm just going off here, but you got me thinking. It's like you said, they don't approach the job of being a Supreme Court justice from the point of view of a woman. But isn't that kind of like the main issue, the main difference between conservatives and liberals on the Supreme Court justice? That it's not about who you are. It's that's why everybody wears the black robe because we're supposed to be the same, and you approach it from what does the Constitution say?
I mean, you would hope so,
Brad. Brad, I'm going to blow your mind here. Liberals don't actually care about race or gender. What they care about is the ideology behind those people.
Right.
And they use those things as a front to get a certain ideology across.
Right. And that's what I'm getting at, that it highlights the difference in the divide between conservatives and liberals is that we conservatives will go, well, the Constitution says, and the liberal will go, but I want. And so how do I twist what the Constitution says? Or what questions do I ask of these people that are coming
before
the Supreme Court?
I don't know that they're really twisting the Constitution. I don't know where they... I think they've misplaced it. It's not about that. The Supreme Court is actually going to be hearing about... hearing several cases that have to do, I think, with affirmative action. Mm-hmm. So here we're going to have... We're going to make a requirement to be nominated to the Supreme Court that you have to be black while the Supreme Court's hearing a case that suggests that you can't go, well, they have to be black.
Oh, what would be great is if it was an Asian woman, because the case itself is on behalf of Asians being discriminated against.
It's really meta.
Oh, wouldn't it be something?
Yeah, not meta, like capital M Facebook meta.
No, not that
just
meta.
Like,
this is really Facebook.
Done. End scene. Zuckerberg, once again, you strike again.
Ah, your Zuckerbucks are buying the Supreme Court.
Are there Zuckerbucks?
Heck yeah. The election?
Why are you talking so hard?
Because Zucker paid for a whole bunch of election stuff.
So you're just saying Zuckerbucks, like he has his own currency.
Well, that's what they call him when you talk about the election.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Zuckerbucks. And yes, they are dollars. If you want to get technical, they were just American currency.
You know, the world's on fire right now. And there's a man on Let's Make a Deal on CBS right now dressed as a guitar. And that man back there, I think, is dressed as a lobster. How do we, like, what if when God made Ryan Wiggins, he made you one of them instead of one of you?
What, define us and them.
I don't see a difference.
Oh, I do.
Is us people who talk about politics?
That person is riding a dinosaur.
And them is people who are on game shows dressed as lobsters?
Are they different? Do those people care about the Supreme Court? Because they maybe they do. It's not maybe right to profile these people as not being serious people.
I would think the profile would be people who are actively tuning into this with the volume on, because we have it on every day. I guess it comes on after the news. I don't know. But
I have
we see
no
this
idea
every day.
Why it's on. I've tried to find other things.
People who are watching The View and daytime TV in general, I think probably don't care about the issues
that
we're talking
man
about.
Is super happy about what's going on right now. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
I can tell you from my TV background that they find people and tell them ahead of time.
This is what you
act
do.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
On game shows. Oh yeah. And then clap for everything, get real sad. all of it. Experience it all.
I would be the worst contestant.
You wouldn't be a contestant.
I wouldn't be a contestant.
They'd weed you out from the moment one. Ma'am, we're gonna have to ask you to leave when you were just in line. You didn't even get in the studio.
These are grown people.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm envious.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Because if you were that person, I mean, you don't care. Those people don't. A, they don't care what I'm talking about right now. I mean, not to the extent certainly that I do. And B, they're just there. They're doing their thing. They dress themselves as a baked potato and they go on a game show and they try to win $50 and they're happy about it. I mean, those people are genuinely happy.
I don't know, Annie. I think that you're selling those people short, because I very well, me and Brad, probably both, could be those people. You go out to L.A., You stand in line, try to get in.
Are you suggesting that you guys are different than me?
Yeah, I just said you would not even get in the
no,
door.
No, I would not.
Because you're not emotive. If they looked at me and they said, sir, how are you feeling? I'd be like, pretty great today.
Well, I was going to say I am emotive.
I want to win $50.
My face, I have facial expression.
Yes, you do. You do, because you're a human person.
Yeah, I get criticized specifically by our boss. I sit there in a meeting and I don't say anything. And he'll look at me and he'll go, what? And I'm like, I don't know what my face just, I didn't say words.
Because humans like to know that you're listening to what they're saying.
I'm listening.
I know
I'm
you are.
Listening.
I know you are from sitting in this room with you for long enough now. But most of the time, people, when they say something, they want to see a nod or some sort of a smile in your eyes. And I'm not saying to smile more. Just say
now it's not my mouth that needs a smile. Now my eyes need a smile. You want my nose to talk too?
I do.
You want my ears to smell? What else can I do for you? Like I've got a bag of tricks.
Watch this.
Where are you going? Are you going to smize? That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I'm uncomfortable.
I can wiggle my ears.
I can wiggle my ears too.
That is not valuable for radio careers. But you just saw it on the live stream.
Yeah, there's 87 people who are just amazed right now.
All 87 just said, oh my gosh.
And I didn't include Brad and myself in that count. I don't think there's anything wrong. I would say, I'm going to Google it just so that I know exactly what I'm saying here. Baby Merlin magic sleep suit. We're going to get rid of that. Stoic. I would say I'm stoic.
I would say you're stoic. That's fair.
A person who can endure pain or hardship without showing their feelings or complaining. So yeah, my meetings.
Yeah. It's like you expend all of your energy in this 3 hours, and then afterwards, you're like, hello, I am Annie Fry. It is good to meet you.
I've never said that or spoken like that. I'm not an extroverted person, though.
No, you're not.
I mean, for as much as being on the air seems like you'd be the, like, finger guns guy, yay, yay, yay. I'm just not.
I'm finger guns guy.
No, you're finger guns guy because you're making fun of finger guns guy.
Yeah.
But you're like, even if you're the only one who knows the joke, you're super okay with that.
Yeah. It's all meta, capital M.
You just won Zuckerbox.
Zuckerbox. Okay. Real quick. Don't remember the point I was about to make. And that is a great way to end this segment because I don't know that we made any actual points in this whole
Are you
segment.
Extroverted?
That was my point.
Oh, Lord.
You, yes, you got it. Thank you.
I'm in Wiggins' brain. Somebody
yes.
come. I'm blinking
you
twice.
You got it.
Take me away.
The definition of extrovert versus introvert is how do you get energy? Do you get it from being alone for mm-hmm. a while, recharge, or do you get it from being around people? By that definition, I am an introvert. Does that surprise you?
No.
Are you Brad?
I have no idea.
No, he's an extrovert.
I would think Brad is an extrovert.
He's an extrovert. Brad has no concerns walking up to someone and starting a conversation.
No, I don't either.
Oh, but, sure, I do.
Well, he's better at it.
Have you seen me at the Illinois governor's things?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. That's actually
Oh, is that why?
Exhibit A. Your sweater was an extrovert. You were an introvert. This is very conflicting. A lot of people were confused.
My sweater took all my energy. No, but that's the actual definition. And I think a lot of us think, oh, I'm an extrovert or introvert based on how you deal with people. But it's actually where do you get your energy from? And I absolutely, when I go home at night, I want to be alone for a while to sort of recharge. That's an introvert.
So that you can be prepared for Tucker Carlson after midnight.
After midnight. Can't wait for the clock to strike.
I think it's interesting to understand the psychology around human behavior. And introversion and extroversion. And Brad is absolutely an extrovert. Ryan, you are introvertive. And I don't know what this experience, if this is an, because this, I know we're talking to more people than are in this room, but this is essentially a conversation amongst three people in a room right now. And then like last night at Thomas Helbig's seminar, which was fantastic and very grateful that he had us out there to meet a whole bunch of you, had a room packed full of people. And, you know, folks are saying that they love the show. Again, people are whispering that they kind of like Ryan Wiggins. And I'm always amazed that everyone whispers. Like, they're batting 1,000. A lot of people like you. Not many want to say it too loud for other people to hear.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to get me full of myself.
What's Wiggins really like? I kind of like him. And then I tell him what you're really like, and then
he's kind of an introverted extrovert.
He's very confused. It's bad
sweaters. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But people, you know, that you come face to face now that we're getting back out of the studio a little bit more, face to face with the idea that you're actually sitting in your car or at your office or in your home listening to us have a conversation on the radio right now. And I am reminded of that, and it almost kind of takes me back a little bit. Like, wow. I mean, that's good.
Okay. This should have been a short segment because I don't know what we were doing. But now we're going long.
Just because you don't know what we're doing doesn't mean I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, I know. You had full control over
but
that the whole time.
But you've tried to wrap the segment three
Certainly.
Times now.
I was trying to do you a favor. Like, this is not going anywhere.
I don't need your favor.
But I'll ask you this.
Okay, it's time to go to the break, Brad.
Dang it. Oh, you're so good at radio.
Go ahead.
It's a tease.
No.
All right.
Hannah's coming in the next
segment. Have you ever been in a place like Busch Stadium or Family Arena or wherever?
Yes.
Looked around at the amount of people in one of those places and thought, yes, it's a conversation with two or three people in a room, yet look at 20,000 people. This is what it looks like when we're talking. This is how many people are actually listening to this conversation right now.
I feel sorry for those people.
I do too. And that's my point. We're trying to apologize.
You know the Steve Martin SNL thing, like, oh, thank you all for being here. Have you ever seen that?
Maybe.
When he's doing stand-up, he's like, oh, I want to thank you all for being here. And then he takes a deep breath and he goes, thank you.
Okay.
And he points to everybody and thanks everybody. He doesn't thank everybody. No, I haven't really had that thought. I do see big groups of people, or if I'm sitting in an airport or something, and I am, those types of moments really dramatically make me think, boy, my life is so small. Like, my impact on the world, like, everything in my world that's happening right now is such a big deal. It's the most important thing ever. And, oh, my gosh, can you believe this is happening? Can you believe this person did this to me? Can you believe I have this opportunity? No, none of those people give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, okay, perspective. And every single one of those people have those same thoughts. Makes you feel small. I think it's a good dose of perspective. Quick break. When we come back...
I'm not done yet.
Okay, gosh. What do you want to... What now?
Never mind. I decided I'm done.
Hannah is going to come in and do a little Signs of the Apocalypse with us. So join us on the live stream and chat along with us. We are on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, the Annie Fry YouTube channel, Twitch, Twitter, Getter, Rumble, the Odyssey app, and your radio, 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. In case you feel lost, you were listening to me.
Well, you did just ask if I did mushrooms last night. So. First time ever.
That's an incredibly out of context, David. Holy, yeah.
And yet, don't worry not about if it. You've been watching the live stream.
My question for him, I mean, that's not why I brought it up, but I asked him if he did do mushrooms, would he come up with completely normal, objective, lucid thoughts that are like straight and narrow?
Yeah, I'd be Dr. Robert Malone on mushrooms.
I I want to explain why we're talking about it, but it's so dumb. It's so boring. Yeah. And stupid. It's not. Yeah. It makes it all dumber. Right. Oh man.
Just a continuation.
Hi Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I heard you were throwing the smack down on Ryan Wiggins for being wrong about something on the Supreme Court.
Kind of.
Go ahead. We can do this now.
I just want you to understand that whatever her side position was, I'm going to take
it. I know that.
Okay.
And then you're going to win because you're good at debating. And you'll have numbers.
What, like seven?
Well, you know Brad's going to take your side. Just
42.
Because.
Oh, is that the case?
Go ahead. Tell me your grand point, and I'll make my grand point, and we can let the people decide. And Annie will decide whatever you decide.
People.
I was talking to Ryan about how whoever Biden elects for the Supreme Court, the, quote, woman of color, or whoever he picks, no matter who it is, really isn't going to benefit us in any way, so I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
My point was that if Sinema or Manchin decide that it has to be somebody more moderate, that it could actually be a good thing.
And then I agreed with you, so we weren't really
debating. And I agreed
debating.
With you.
So why are we arguing if we both agree with each other?
Because we have to. we have to create tension because this is kind of a reality show that we're on here.
That's how radio works.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
You're supposed to do it.
Now Annie's mad at Ryan because he talked about it.
Yeah, now I pulled back the curtain too
much.
And
Brad's instigating it, wanting to make it worse.
Ah, you guys are just narrating what we're doing.
Can we do this for 29 and a half more minutes?
Sure we can.
Is this a sign of the apocalypse?
Now. Signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry
I'd
Show.
I'd like to add that that was like right on time.
That was good.
That was good radio. Well done,
we
Brad.
Should keep talking about what we're doing. That's
so I
well.
Said that, and I didn't even have to raise my hand to point at him to play it, and he just did it, and it was.
What he's starting to do is read your mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for what
Pray
you.
For me, y'all.
yeah, I know.
She just did a chef's kiss. Now Hannah's going to say things.
Okay. Our first story is about a woman who binged 32 sushi rolls at an all-you-can-eat buffet
Ryan,
was rushed to hospital.
What happened to you when you did that? You're a
wait.
Sushi eater, aren't you?
How many did she eat?
32 rolls.
That's, 32 rolls?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but I've never had sushi, nor will I. What's a sushi? Like, I know what sushi is, but, like, what's a sushi roll? Like, what are we talking about?
5 to 8 pieces of sushi.
So that's when they roll it up in rice. Sometimes the seaweed's on the outside, sometimes on the inside. And they cut it up into pieces. Mm-hmm. That's what you traditionally see.
But I'm just saying, like, for context of quantity, a roll is five to six. Why were you looking at him like that?
5 to 8.
Was he wrong? 5 to 8.
Yeah.
Which means it's about 6 to 8 inches of sushi.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that's a ton. That is a ton of sushi.
At first, I heard 32 pieces in my head.
I thought the same thing. I had sushi last night. And yeah. I'm like, I probably ate 30 pieces last night.
No, 32 rolls. And to be exact, Ryan, are you a sushi lover?
Oh my gosh, I just said it last night.
She had...
I might have mentioned that.
8 green dragon rolls, 8 snow rolls, 8 California rolls, and 8 wakame rolls.
Was this an all-you-can-eat buffet? Did you open it with that?
Yes, it was an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Gosh.
And...
Man, my tip of the hat to the lady, though.
Didn't well, she go to the hospital?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but she got her money's worth.
I don't know. Not at the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's on government.
Of course she did this for social media, and she got 11.3 million views on her TikTok about...
What does that convert to money?
Like,
is she getting paid? Because
I'm sure she will get paid from the, what is it called? The creator fund?
I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
I don't know what those words are.
I just want Ryan to create a TikTok because I just got to see what happens.
I just got a text
saying that I should make an Annie Fry Show TikTok page.
Aren't they like, isn't that how the Chinese
Chinese spies? You want China to know everything you're
that's
doing.
That's what all the old people on our site say.
That's what I say. That's why I don't
that's
have
what I'm talking
to
about.
No.
You people on the downward side of 40 over there.
I will not get TikTok for that reason.
Man.
Maybe I'll get it on the company computer.
If I'm still on the air when I'm 40, I'm digging my hole deep.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for another story?
I am.
Okay. You will now be allowed to take the SATs online.
Did anyone in here take the SAT?
ACT.
ACT.
I took the ACT.
Neither.
Neither.
Aren't they switching in this area to AC or SAT?
Yes. They're switching.
Really?
Whatever it was, they're switching, at least in Southern Illinois.
I still think it's crazy, though. You're allowed to use your own laptop / tablet. You do have to sit at a monitored testing site, but you can still, like, why online?
So you still have to go to a, look, it's not like remote SAT.
Right. It says the digital SAT will be easier to take, easier to give, and more relevant.
Can't you cheat a lot easier? I mean, they're timed, so there's only so much you can do. But the reason for putting people in a room was that you couldn't cheat.
I think you still have to go in the room, right?
You do, but why does it have to be online?
Well, you have to go into a room
you go to
that's monitored by someone from SAT. What's the difference then?
You're taking it on your computer as opposed to a written test.
I don't like that. That makes me mad for some reason. Do any of you agree? Like, does that?
I don't know that I don't know that I have an impassioned thought on that enough, but I remember I took the ACT one time, and I lived 10 minutes from where, and I'm talking like door to door, 10 minutes from where I had to take it. And I woke up 15 minutes before it was supposed to start. And that is not the way to go into your ACT. And I took it one time and I was done with it. So I didn't study for it. I didn't prepare for it. I just went in and did it. So I didn't get like all worked up. And did you study for it?
Not really. I was upset because when I took my ACT, my dance coach wouldn't cancel practice that morning, so we had a 6 a.m. practice, and it ended at 7. SATs were at 7:15.
Yikes.
So, like, I was, like, sweating from dance, taking my ACT.
Ryan had the same problem.
I don't think that there was any drama involving mine at all. You guys sound like you're the beginning of an ensemble cast for kooky high school comedy.
It was dramatic. I went and threw my coat on out the door and just happened to have my license in the pocket. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't have been able to take it.
Yeah.
Because they are like super strict about.
Yeah, they are.
Do this, do that, do that. You do anything outside of that, you're not taking it.
I picture you waking up. Oh, man. You know, you throw your stocking cap on. You slide across the hood of your car.
I did. Yeah. While I was putting my coat on and put my hair in a ponytail and driving with my knee.
Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, man, I can really identify with this character.
Yeah,
I wonder what hijinks she'll get into for the next hour and a half.
Did you guys need test scores to get into college? Like,
yeah, yeah. I went to SIUE, so we had to qualify. But
I started with JUCO and then transferred, so no.
Yeah, this article says 80% of the bachelor degree granting institutions are not requiring test scores for students applying for fall 2022.
What's the point of these things?
Why are
anymore?
We taking?
Why do we measure anything? Just go wherever you want. You just go to Ivy League. Just do whatever you want. You don't need to qualify for anything.
Yeah, but you have to like mask and stay in your dorms.
Yeah, and you have to check off demographic boxes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, we have another story. Cellmates at a prison in Augsburg began throwing mashed potatoes at each other following a disagreement.
Was it over cheeseburgers?
I don't know. It says the woman then threw her entire plate. The situation...
Woman?
Yes. Escalated into
a woman's
brawl.
Prison?
Both inmates were injured, and they both got fined $3,000 for throwing mashed potatoes at one another.
I'd watch that in a women's prison.
I don't know.
I would have preferred something else.
I don't know.
Mashed potatoes would do.
Looks the way you think it looked.
Oh, Ryan.
I've seen the trailer for Orange is the New Black.
Was there gravy?
Orange is the New Black is not reality.
I've never even seen the show. What are you talking about gravy? You transitioned into gravy from mashed potatoes?
Yes.
I'd watch that. Oh, man. These girls are throwing. Can you imagine being a guard? Being like, oh man, the girls are all throwing gravy at each other. Do we step in?
It's like the story. It's like the same stories you hear from like early childhood educators. When they come home and tell you what they dealt with that day, I always, like even my husband who's in middle school, I'll hear stories over the course of his years that he's been teaching. He comes home and says stuff like things that happen or ridiculous things kids try to do to hide stuff or disrespectful things that they do. And it's not funny.
Oh, I do the same thing.
But it's like, I only imagine that that happens here. Like, I only imagine my colleagues having to deal with this type of stuff. And then it amuses me. And my husband's always like, why are you laughing? I'm like, it's not funny. This is serious.
No, I do the same thing. My wife gets mad at me. She's like, are you taking the kid's side? I'm like, I'm not taking
no,
the side.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just listening. Here, I'm just eating.
I can write a sitcom episode
about it. Receptive ear. That's all I am.
Oh, man.
I will say this, though. I will commend those women for using mashed potatoes. I don't think you could throw gravy that well.
Well, I mean, you dip the mashed potatoes in the gravy. And,
well, then you're talking about a combo.
And it's pretty much, if of all the things you could throw, the least violent thing you could throw.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're really chunky.
Yeah,
or
I
garlicky.
Agree. Yeah, if you're their hand
or
whipped.
Or garlicky.
If they came from a box, offensive. Throw away.
Flakes.
Yeah, just go for it. Who cares? Have some fun. You're in jail.
That's like the new that's the new Democratic motto. And it'll say, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get you out soon. In the meantime,
have fun.
Throw
you're
your
in
taters.
Jail for now. Here's some mashed potatoes. All right, let's take a break. We have to do another segment.
Do we?
What do you got?
We can just play.
Oh, I know what we got. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We both realized at the same time.
Like, I did plan something, and Ryan helped me with it. It's going to get a little saucy here. Kid Rock came out with a song, and it's almost as offensive as Chantilly Lace. We'll be right back. What are you looking at over there, Ryan?
I hope nobody monitors these computers.
Of course they do.
No, no, that's bad news.
Trish is going to be knocking on your door later.
I clicked on. Yeah, plus there's a window behind me, so who knows who's watching this.
The people over at Hot 104.1 are like, did you see what 97.1 was talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, Sue Thomas in there.
They know how to party.
Whoa, what in the world? I clicked. I was looking up the lyrics to Chantilly
but
Lace.
But you weren't.
And I typed in Chantilly Lace, and then I clicked on the images button accidentally.
Whoops.
It is...
sassy?
It is a little sassy.
Sassy.
Sassy, as Phil Hartman would say.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Kid Rock has come out with a song called We the People. Hannah, have you heard this song yet?
I have not heard about it.
So we want to play it for you.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a problem. It's by Kid Rock.
And we are regulated by the FCC.
And he is not. However, I will remind you that we were just talking about, it was like a week or two ago, we were talking about music and how we hear it. And I'm always thinking, once you have kids who can hear this stuff and they know enough to go, wait, what are they talking about there? You hear everything differently than you've ever heard it before. And my husband was going out and running, and he's like, what did I listen to in high school when I was running and working out? Kid Rock, because we graduated in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And he came home and he goes, I listened to Kid Rock while I was running. It is filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is filthy. But now he's put out a song about the current state of affairs in our country. And we thought that we would give you the FCC approved version of it. And
just a part of it, not the whole
thing. No, just a slice. So, but we've made it so that, you know, I understand my audience, and I have a kind of a unspoken agreement about how we treat this. So Ryan has made sure that it's appropriate for us. And Brad, just in case Ryan missed anything, you know where that special button is that makes
our
mistakes
go away. Yeah, this isn't a bit. Like, I just beeped out things that needed to be
that were offensive.
I didn't like make a bit out of it. Yeah.
No, this is the actual song. And when Ryan and I were talking about it, I was like, bleep out anything that's offensive. So let's listen to a little Kid Rock here.
We should. Yes. we absolutely should do
that.
We've
bleeped out everything is that's offensive. I don't know. I'm trying to play it. It's not playing. You should play it from over there.
I'll see if I can.
So it'll jump in the middle of the song, just so you know. This isn't from the beginning. I grabbed verse and chorus just about, and then I faded it down right as at the end of it when I faded down. There we go. Okay. Here we go.
Facebook, Twitter too, and the mainstream media. You too.
Okay.
But we gotta keep fighting for the right to be free, and every human being
Okay.
So I faded down there because it starts. He starts in with the word D's.
Yeah, what happens next?
And then over and over and over. It's not just one time. I was like, man, I'm out of beeps.
Yeah, we're waiting to see if Facebook's going to be okay with that one.
Hopefully we beeped it enough that it messes up their algorithm.
They're like, oh, that was that the kid? No, that wasn't the kid.
Wait,
I thought that was something else.
Oh, it's gone again.
It was a remix.
Wow. Wow.
He says a lot of things.
He does say a lot of things.
Is it helpful? Is it good?
Is it possible to enjoy the spirit of a song while hating the song?
He says, Black Lives Matter. No crap.
MF.
And that is a very offensive way to say something that is real. Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Nothing in the song. I can't say nothing in the song because I didn't even listen to the whole thing. So something in there probably be like, whoa, wait a minute. But I didn't really disagree with any of the messaging.
No. It's
but
just,
I also just, I don't
it was
know.
The delivery. That was a little.
I just don't like Kid Rock. I mean, that's the problem.
That sounded nothing like Kid Rock that I remember. That was not
Cowboy Baby.
Yeah, that's early Kid Rock right there.
Think about who St. Louis connected, Sheryl Crow dated, mm-hmm. and who's in the news lately. Kid Rock, Eric Clapton. That's who she dated. I'm sure there was others too, but when she was at her height.
She's a very vocal lefty.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I was at her concert in St. Louis once again. She was with John Mayer, so that's why I was there and saw her. Oh. And I really like Sheryl Crow from a musician standpoint. I don't really go to Sheryl Crow to like get current events and political perspective.
Oh, that's what I look at every morning.
SherylCrow.com. What is she thinking today? Yeah. I just need to know.
Well, how's inflation doing?
Every day's winding
Sheryl Crow.
And then I saw her at the Bourbon Festival in Kentucky. Bourbon and blues, whatever.
Somebody's going to be really mad if you mess that up.
Well, I was really mad because they canceled the second day because there was like a
there was enough bourbon flood. Or there wasn't enough blues.
It was, anyway, so. When's the show over? I think it's interesting that Eric Clapton's a good addition to this conversation, that places that are not standard bearers for conversation that doesn't fit the approved Hollywood norm, they're coming up all over the place. And they are silently going, yeah, I kind of agree with the other guys. I'm just going to be honest. Aaron Rodgers. Does anybody have an Aaron Rodgers opinion in here?
I was rooting for him.
This is a really good quarterback.
This is not like the room to like get into the weeds about NFL quarterbacks for sure. But Aaron Rodgers, who was immunized, but you know, deceived about his vaccine status or whatever, was on a podcast. I guess it was the Manning podcast. I can't remember what the name of the podcast is, but he purposely placed the Ayn Rand Atlas Shrugged like on a shelf behind him and said before he went on to air with this podcast, like, I'm going to put this up here and people are going to lose their minds. And they did. And he came out, he's like, I've never read it. Like, I don't, you know, people are like, of course, Aaron Rodgers, it loves Atlas Shrugged. And he's like, I've never read that book. But it's that easy to trigger people. Mm-hmm. It's that easy to just throw the line in the water. You catch a big fish every single time.
That is very true. Very sad, but very true.
Yeah. I just know what Aaron Rodgers has been doing in the last 3 weeks, basically. And I support pretty much everything that guy did. I don't even care that he lied about not being vaccinated.
I don't either.
I'm glad.
Honestly.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm glad he did, but you put people in that situation?
Business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people who are mad at him because he wasn't like forthright and vocal, they're mad because he wasn't super, like, if you boil it down, they're mad because he wasn't super pro-vaccine. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with who he hurt or who he put in danger or him as an NFL quarterback. It doesn't have anything to do with that. There's an ideology that is out there that you're supposed to subscribe to. He doesn't do it. He's a villain. And you determine that he's a villain. And then you just find the details laying around the room mm-hmm. that you can put behind his villain status. And then you get your mob who has an immense amount of extra time and, you know, sore thumbs for how much they're tweeting all the time to say, here's the next person. We're going to serve him up.
smack them down. That's how the system works. I think and Aaron Rodgers, you know, people I've heard people like refer to him as the biggest a-hole in the NFL or whatever people but like I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares.
No, you have to not. It's to a point now where you have to, if you're going to stand up for anything, if you're just going to go along with whatever the world wants you to do, then so what? But if you're going to stand up for something, you have to openly, you have to be open and public about it because they're going to come and find you. Mm-hmm. Kid Rock just did that to say, look, I'm going to say everything I want to say in one song. Go ahead and cancel me. But he's also trending in the top 10 in Apple Music.
He ran for Senate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he released an album.
Mm-hmm.
Making moves.
Yeah, right.
Looking at you next, Paul right. Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding. You want to get back in the game? Sit down with Kid Rock. You always have to think about the circumstances that are surrounding things like this. What does Kid Rock have to gain by releasing the song? Well, first of all, it seems to very much coincide with his actual thoughts on things. Mm-hmm. It's completely on brand for him. And I think that the rebel culture that existed in the 90s and the grunge, I mean, the entire 70s, from what I understand, was like a counterculture movement. And it was, you know, people see what the status quo is, what you're told to do, and then people just want to do the other thing. And I think what Kid Rock is talking about currently happens to be the trendy other thing.
Yeah, and it's much bigger than we give it credit for being. It's one of the reasons that I think people are tuning in to voices like this, because it's being silenced in so many places that, and people are craving it, man.
You talking about Wiggins
97.1?
Wiggins America?
I'm talking about specifically me. Yeah. Not nobody else. Talking about my own show, 6 to 8 Saturday morning.
Thanks. That's why we have you here.
Yep.
So that you can promote your show.
Yeah.
Yes. To promote
a lot
your
going
show.
On.
All right. Stick around because the Mark Reardon Show is picking up right here where we left off. If you want to listen to the actual Kid Rock song, go for it. Not around Little Ears, folks. It's not for them. But it, yeah, no kidding. Unless you need to rent Hannah out so she can beep all these things out for you. There's a lot of beeping going on in that song. Mark Reardon Show coming up on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.